We got a special guest joining us on the phone here on the Outdoor Show, Mark Borson from the Department of Natural Resources. Mark, welcome to the show. Your first time.
Thank you for having me.
And I wanted to give you a call and talk to you about the surrogate sow program for black bears that you are implementing or have implemented for orphaned bear cubs. And you were the person that kind of spearheaded this. Is that correct?
I was one of the biologists that spearheaded this. There were a couple others that also played a pretty significant role.
Okay. And Yep. Kind of tell me how this got started.
Well, in about 2003, if I recall correctly, a couple of orphan cubs turned up after a logging operation unknowingly disturbed the den, to the point where the female bear left her den and left some cubs behind. And those cubs were reported to us and ended up in the possession of the DNR. And at that time, we didn't have a program like this. So we were in a position where we really didn't have very many options for these cubs. It was in the middle of winter, and there are very few people that are actually equipped and skilled to rehabilitate cubs. There are very few zoos that are looking to take black bear cubs. So there were not really a lot of options to place these bears with any other bears or with any other facility for long-term placement or long-term care. So a couple of biologists, my fellow biologists and myself, put our heads together and we tried to figure out a way maybe that would give us another option when we run into situations like this. And we knew about a researcher in the state of Pennsylvania that had placed orphan bear cubs with some research bears that he had radio collared. So we suggested that maybe if we kept some female bears radio collared in the state of Michigan for that purpose, it would give us another option. So we presented that to our management team, and they approved it. So that really kicked off the project about 12 years ago.
Well, it sounds like a pretty neat program. And how many times have you tried this and had success?
You know, I could go back and dig in my records and find the exact number.
Well, no, just a ballpark.
But I can better give you an average, sure. And I would say on average about 1 to 2 instances per year result in an orphan cub or cubs, depending on the size of the litter, that result in cubs ending up in the possession of the DNR. So it's not something that happens frequently, and that's a good thing, of course.
Yeah.
But when it does happen, then this project does give us another excellent option.
And we'll continue with DNR wildlife biologist Mark Borson about the surrogate sow program and talk about how this could be used in the Upper Peninsula, potentially, in our next outdoor report later on this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.